We ready to start?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay, welcome everyone. I would like to call the September 7th, 2023 meeting of Energy, Environment, and Sustainability Committee to order and ask the clerk to kindly call the roll.
Okay. Chair Green?
Present.
Deputy Chair Hansett?
Here.
Legislator Levine? Legislator Maloney? Legislator Stewart?
Here.
Three present, two absent.
Do we have a quorum? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And hopefully they will still join us.
Yeah.
And let's start with a pledge to the flag. And Legislator Stewart, would you?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I have a little bit of a disability in that I had a problem with my hearing aids and they have to be replaced. So I'm going to ask people to really please speak up today. So far, I've managed to get through most of the day. And if only one person is talking at a time, I can probably make it out. It's when there's a lot of crosstalk, which there won't be. So. Okay, thank you. And I'd like to ask for a motion to approve the August 3rd regular and August 29th special meeting minutes.
Motion.
So move, Legislator Hansett.
Second.
Okay, all in favor of approving the minutes? Anyone opposed? Motion carries. And we're going to start with a question that was brought up with regard to the Reuse Innovation Center, which we're really pleased is coming along. But at the last report, there was confusion about what the report was suggesting in terms of the county, because the county is not one entity. There's the legislative branch, which is policy making, the executive branch. I want to just recognize Legislator Levine just joined us. And there's the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency, and probably other things that other entities that were not even mentioning. There is a Recycling Oversight Committee, et cetera. So we thought it made sense to, rather than asking Sustainable Hudson Valley to clarify for us, they... they indicated, or rather we indicated that they wanted input from us, and so I think it's worth a discussion, and you know, not on the whole project, but specifically to get clarification so they can proceed with their report with a better understanding. So do you want to
Sure. And am I, first of all, can you hear me? Can you hear me at this level?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
Are we recording or anything?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay. So I'm Melissa Everett. I'm Executive Director of Sustainable Hudson Valley. We have been working directly with the Department of the Environment, and I'm glad Europa McGovern is here with us, and she should chime in freely. But I do want to give you maybe four lines just where we are at, so for context for anybody who hasn't been, you know, closely in the loop. We are just proofreading a draft final report after having done pretty methodically a waste characterization, a review of kinds of diversion businesses, you know, opportunities that could be part of the Reuse Innovation Center and kind of models around the country, then developing a conceptual plan that included sort of anchoring types of businesses, construction, demolition, building materials, textiles and other stuff, physical organization of the thing, some discussion of business model, ownership options, a set of, a discussion of siting considerations. And so now we're tying it all together, and the puzzle pieces, those initial studies, can be found on our website, which is sustainhv.org, but we are quite intentionally making the final report thorough enough that it's got a little summary of every step we've taken, but not a lot of detail, so that if you're going to read one thing, that draft final report, which will be reviewed by Europa's team and then available within a week or so, is what you should read. And we are, you know, we do think it's very feasible. We do think that it needs to be strategically integrated very much with the planning of all the county agencies, because its goal, unlike the Bellingham Reuse Innovation Center, which is was our model, we thought, that one basically sources materials just from all over the place in a fairly ad hoc way, but this one is designed to divert county waste. That's like the whole premise that we were tasked with. So we have, as Mata pointed out, you know, when we've discussed the county, we haven't tried to tease out what has been done by legislative committees or UCRA or any other entity. We've just tried to refer to the county as a shorthand for the appropriate agency. And we, you know, to a great extent, we think we should be careful in telling anybody what to do or second guessing kind of procedurally who should own what. In the final report, we are definitely, you know, going to emphasize that there are, you know, waste diversion goals and that there's a sourcing plan for the materials that requires engagement of the resource recovery agency, you know, directed by appropriate committees and staff and so forth. But I think we can, to make it clearer and address the concerns that Mana has come up with, we can kind of, you know, editorially clarify when there is an obvious responsible party that we understand, we can say that. But if there's any other guidance, you know, on how we, you know, do this, I'm here to listen. Or any other questions about the project.
What about the proposed site of this facility?
So we've looked at some commercially available sites, and we've looked at iPark 87 as a uniquely interesting site because of its availability and its alignment with the county, with the executive branch's interest in the Workforce Innovation Center and the county's economic development strategy and its proximity to UCRA. And one of the things that in looking at siting, we thought about three things. One is kind of site features, an industrial zoned heavy duty place with big doors that can hold a forklift and racking and that kind of stuff.
Right.
And a location, you know, we thought 5 to 10 miles from UCRA would be the most. And something that can be reached without trucks going through residential neighborhoods.
So I just wanted to also just mention, in case it wasn't clear, that these questions really came out of, I think, Legislator Green or Chair Green. It came out of that Recycling Oversight Committee meeting.
I can't hear you.
It came out of the last Recycling Oversight Committee meeting, which that meeting was basically hosted wholly by Chair Petit as a working session dedicated to this project. So we've had a series of stakeholder engagements with different county level entities, including internally right across departments, including environment, which is project managing this project, and then as well as meetings at the Resource Recovery Agency with staff, including the former executive director. So I think that a lot of the answers or the recommendations mm-hmm. that we'll, you'll see in that initial draft of the report may answer some of these questions, because I think with treating the county as an entity, I mean, I think that's kind of standard, right? When you look at things, say if a recommendation was, you know, hosted in a county-owned facility, it would be clear who the entity would be that would be responsible, or say, fund phase two as a county capital project, right? Like, I think those recommendations start to really identify who the decision maker is, and then there may be recommendations that if a county chooses to support it in some other way, mm-hmm. that where it's picked up by a private entity or business operators, that those stakeholders will become clear in the recommendations as well. Is mm-hmm. that correct?
Yes, yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we want to, where we have an opinion that's, you know, supported by the data, we want to specify, but where we don't have an opinion, we don't want to overreach, we want to leave it to your decision-making processes.
Thank you.
Well, let me, I can
talk. Oh, and so aside from IPARC 87, what were some other locations that are being considered?
Let me see what I can retain. There's one, Kings Highway, there's a big industrial facility. God help me.
That's in Saugerties, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But I mean, I can send you a follow-up list, because I'm just not pulling it up out of my brain.
Because as with everything, location kind of everything.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And we looked at things that were on the real estate market, and within 5 to 10 miles of the Resource Recovery Agency.
Excellent. Okay.
I think one of the things that, if I may read,
sure.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh no, I'm done.
That makes it difficult is that part of what we're meeting on an ongoing basis is to understand the future of the agency, and so it makes sense that you're using the county as we're sorting it out. I also want to just say that I've spent the last month cleaning out things that just accumulated in my basement, and if I ever could understand firsthand the need for a reuse innovation center, this really brought it very clear to me. If anyone's cleaned out a garage or a place where mm-hmm. there are a lot of potentially reusable things, but you know, I know at my transfer station they leave it there for a day, maybe 2 days at the most, and if not, it goes into the dumpster. On the other hand, New Pulse has a really wonderful reuse center, and there should be a place that if you're not sure what to do with something, there's a place to take it. But in terms of ownership, the one thing is, if we're going to be building from scratch and it's more than, well, it's not going to be enough to require our approval of their bonding, I don't think. But our role is to appoint the board members and to approve bonding, and that's basically what the legislature does. But this is a major project, and there are communities in which the county, and they might be structured somewhat differently, does run the whole system, mm-hmm. including pickup and, you know, the transfer stations. I believe Rockland County is a county where that whole responsibility is at the county level, mm-hmm. and it's across the board for all the services. But in Ulster County, that's not the case. There's the haulers, there's the drop-off centers, and now, you know, who's going to own and manage a very much needed facility.
Yeah, let me throw in a couple other pieces of how we're approaching it, just for your quick feedback, that's related to what you just said. So at the end of the draft final report, there's a section on decisions, and we're trying to sequence them in the
what we think is a logical sequence. And the first, which is really not for us to say, who wants to own it? And, you know, where will it be located? What are its diversion goals and scope and, you know, business contents related to that? And then on to, you know, sourcing plan, marketing plan, who will run it, et cetera. And if, you know, when you look at it, if it clicks in your mind, you go, okay, we know, we can walk through these decisions. This is a helpful decision tool. Great. If you look at it and it hurts your head and you don't think it's a helpful decision tool, this is why it's a draft. I mean, we really want this to help you, the deliberations happen well. The other thing in terms of, you know, approvals, we are, you know, and we're back and forth a little with Europa on this, but we think that it might really be wise to propose an incubation phase and a little bit of proof of concept before we make an all or nothing decision about this ginormous thing. Because the, you know, we had no idea when we brought in the founder of Bellingham Reuse Innovation Center that in a sense it's everything that Ulster County isn't or doesn't want to be. It's a private sector, seat of the pants, bootstrapped, you know, wonderful, but it's not a governmentally oriented, you know, it's not designed in partnership with a government to divert that government's waste. And so, you know, we've been thinking that, for example, one of the premises of the thing is a deconstruction industry and building materials that are salvaged. And in the Pacific Northwest, that's up and running. Here, it really isn't. And so there are things like a training and work with contractors and some demonstration deconstruction projects, maybe some proof of concept of, you know, how we're sourcing materials, how we're marketing materials, and some training for the workforce for the thing that could be, you know, a separate piece to consider approving. So just, you know, preview of what we're going to offer you.
I do think deconstruction is one area that can benefit by policy, and that's a legislative role. And there are communities that have said, that have set guidelines for deconstruction. Mm-hmm. I think the first step, and this can be done fairly easily, is that if county funds are being used to demolish a building, that there must first be a look at deconstruction and a deconstruction plan brought forward. But then also, how do we, you know, what's the policy going to be for the entire county, and how's that going to be phased in? We've done a good job, I think, with food waste composting. We have we've figured out a system using a very collaborative process. All right, well, I'm not sure how much further we can go with this, but I think it does help clarify, and I think we have a lot of work to do with the various questions that have come up about the future of the RRA. We have a contract that's about to expire and several other different proposals, and that will inevitably impact this product. And I also don't want us to forget that a lot of work has gone into an overall zero waste implementation plan that we were hoping would be completed this year, and we want to figure out how to get everybody working together on that as well. Any other comments related to this topic? Okay.
One quick question.
Yes.
Can you refresh my memory? What sort of estimates for the construction of this are we looking at?
We are looking at adaptive reuse rather than new construction as a priority, because given that it's a reuse innovation center.
Yeah.
So it's really just about, you know, rental rates, either market or subsidized. And we think one way that the county legislature, through its budgeting process, could support this would be with rental, you know, some rental support that might even be aligned with diversion goals.
So rental and reuse as opposed to new construction.
That's what we're thinking it makes the most sense, and it might even be new construction on an adaptively reused
right.
piece of land.
Yeah.
But we did just take the liberty of sticking our nose into iPark and talking to them, and there is a space that they would offer for consideration.
Excellent.
Thank you. All right. I think we're going to move through the resolutions, and
okay.
then we'll do...
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's great to be working with you all, really.
And moving forward, we're going to be asking each of the departments that report to this committee to tell us what we should put on the agenda rather than just carrying items month after month.
I just want to say I've worked with Melissa before. She's wonderful.
Great.
So.
So, moving to the resolutions, resolution number 186, requesting enactment of a Senate and Assembly bill. Thank you. The eyes aren't working as well as they used to either. Okay, thank you. Resolution number 386, requesting enactment of a Senate and Assembly bill in the New York State Legislature to amend membership of the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency. And Chair Bartels is not
no.
here. This is a resolution. Do I have a motion for discussion?
Motion.
Okay. A second?
I'll second that.
Yes, please.
Has she reached out to anybody? Has she reached out to you about this? I'm just wondering if anybody, is she a conversation with anybody? I haven't heard anything.
I think given that, unless people have specific ideas that they want to share, maybe we... We'll take no action.
Yeah, I don't see a need.
A number, right?
Well, yeah, I don't see a need for us to. There's no bill. There's no potential bill right now. I think in the Senate or the Assembly. So it's there's no time sensitivity on this as of right now because the legislature is not scheduled to reconvene until January. So we have until the end of the year. I feel like to get this done. So I think having Chair Bartels here to speak on the resolution. I see no issue of us either postponing or taking no action.
Yeah, this is major because it has to go through the state legislature. I think there's a general agreement to expand the board. But how and when? I really would like the sponsor to
make a motion
to lead that discussion.
I was just going to say that, you know, I think there is broad consensus among people that I've spoken to about expanding the
yes.
board, and this has been reflected in resolutions by Legislator Bob Roberts, who's joining us today, also other resolutions that are floating. So I think it is, you know, something that we need to look into, but I also think that we... need to have a broader discussion about
yeah.
what the agency is, if how it will function in the future.
So.
Okay. So we will take no action.
Motion to postpone.
I don't think. Yes, please.
I'll second it.
And we'll revisit this shortly. Resolution number 430.
There was a motion to postpone.
I'm sorry?
From Legislator Hansett, motion to postpone.
I'm sorry?
Motion to postpone it.
Okay. You need a motion to postpone, but we don't need a motion to take action?
No way.
To take no action?
Technically, we discussed it, so we sort of...
Okay, got it. Okay, so a motion's been made to postpone resolution number 386. Do I hear a second?
Aaron.
We have 2 seconds. Take your pick. Let's see. You seconded before I'll recognize Legislator Levine. All in favor? Anyone opposed? Motion postponed. All right. And resolution number 433, urging the government of New York and the United States of America to establish fossil-free state and federal public transportation service. A motion to discuss, please.
So moved.
Okay, second?
Second.
All right, and we have the sponsor, please.
Hi, so I apologize that the title doesn't reflect the latest version. I have made some substantial changes since last month, and the clerk, Clavella, has just printed it out. I made a couple other, these can go around to whoever else needs to see. I made a couple last-minute changes that are not in the resolve, but just in the whereas, based on recommendations from Legislator Hewitt, who had been one of the original sponsors. Now, Chair Green, I know you had been an original sponsor, and I would humbly ask whether you are interested to sponsor this new version. I recognize you might not have seen it. I did try and circulate it to you, and like I said, I did hear back from Legislator Hewitt, and I did hear back from Legislator Sperry. So there were two phases to the change. The first phase was objections that I had heard concerning the fossil fuel-free aspect of it, and so I'm willing to remove that. That was the first change that I made, and so I'd love to know what the original sponsors, including you, Chair Green, think of that. And then, but before you tell me about that, I'll go on to explain the rest of the changes. Basically, I added in a whole lot of other justifications for why I think this would be of benefit to the people of Ulster County. So it's mostly changes in the resolve. As we know, this is a memorializing resolution, so we're just asking other entities to act. But so you can see in this new version what's bold and crossed out or changed from the version you had last month, which, by the way, I believe I did state this, that I was short a sponsor. There had been one sponsor who had pulled out, so technically you shouldn't have even had to consider it last month because of that. But I now have, believe I have the support of Legislators Corcoran and Petit as well, including the second set of changes, which I was just describing, the bolded and struck through. So I would be happy if you knew you wanted to support it now, and if you weren't sure and wanted more time, I'd be happy for a postponement as well. And any reflections that you might have at this time as well.
Discussion? While people are formulating their comments, I want to say that given how rapidly the global climate crisis is increasing, measures that might have seemed extreme 5 years ago are not. We have to be responding to the crisis. And I just want to sort of frame it in that context. But any discussion now, or what is the will of the committee?
I just think that there's a lot here, and for us to go through it now, because I want to really read it, and I don't know how my colleagues feel about that, but to postpone it so we can dive into it a little bit more and, you know, go through all the changes, since we just received some more changes.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
I feel the same way.
Okay. So was that a motion to postpone?
Yes.
All right. Motion made and seconded it.
I'll second that. Second the motion to postpone.
To postpone, yeah. All in favor? Anyone opposed? Okay, motion carries. And
to work on this,
so
I appreciate it.
That is also postponed. And now we're to resolution number 526, approving the execution of a contract amendment for 31,094, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, and this is Livingston Energy Group, Department of Environment. Do you want to speak to that?
Sure.
Well, I'll make a motion to discuss.
To discuss.
Second.
And seconded. All in favor of discussing?
Aye.
Motion carries. No one opposed. Go
so
ahead.
We currently have a contract with this vendor, which is Livingston Energy Services, to install EV charging stations at Probation, which is the Restorative Justice Center at the end of Broadway. This contract amendment is basically increasing the number of chargers that will be installed at that site, and additionally including the installation of chargers at behind Development Court. This is to meet both immediate and pressing fleet charging needs, as well as expand access to public charging. Those are both sites proximate to residential areas, and we've seen in our data tracking over the years that they are also used by the public.
Could you just clarify the name of the company, ChargePoint? What's the relationship between Livingston Energy Group and ChargePoint?
As an EV driver myself, it's a complicated network of different charging station vendors and host networks. ChargePoint is an existing network in the county. Livingston is a newer network in the county that's separate. It's a separate set of equipment and cloud-based systems, so it requires that little RFID card you have on your keyring or an app on your phone. There's a Livingston app, there's a ChargePoint app, and there's dozens of others.
So they're not compatible. You have to have a separate app.
Unfortunately, not compatible, and that's something we've done a lot of in-depth research on to get us to this point, basically, because we do have the existing ChargePoint network. So obviously, going through procurement and all that, this is what we landed on, but we certainly explored that option as well.
And what other networks is it compatible with?
My understanding is that it's compatible with, I believe it's EV Connect, which is another, it's kind of the equivalent of ChargePoint. Those are the two largest networks, I would say. And then we've got a few smaller ones.
Bless you.
Great. Okay, thank you.
The other thing I wanted to mention, because you can't see it reflected in the contract amendment, is that the vendor, Livingston, will be able to access the Central Hudson make-ready rebates, and that's reflected $129,000, $5,400 per plug is discounted. So if the county was going, this contract could be $129,000 more, but we're stipulating that the vendor takes on the administrative burden. They're very experienced with this. They're installing dozens, hundreds of these things around the state. So we think that's the most efficient way and cost-effective method for the county.
And the administrative costs would be?
Well, just the time.
Just the time. Okay.
Yeah.
Any other discussion? Are we ready to act on?
I call the question.
Okay. On resolution number 526, all in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries. All right. Resolution number 527, approving the execution of a contract for $317,949 entered into by the county with GRNE Nelnet, Solar, DBA is GRNE Solar, and that's Department of Public Works and Buildings and Grounds. Would you want to kind of cover for this?
Motion to discuss resolution.
I'm sorry.
Motion to discuss.
Motion resolution. To discuss.
Second.
Seconded.
Sure.
Oh, all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries. And please help us to understand what's going on with 527. I know you're not Public Works, but
it's fairly straightforward. It is a contract that would fund.
Can you speak up?
Sure. It would fund the installation of about 180 kilowatt rooftop PV solar array on the Hall of Records. Some of the initial work that was done to identify roofs that were most suitable and the most efficient uses of space for solar identified Hall of Records. And this is the construction of that facility.
Any discussion? Are we ready to take action?
I believe so.
And I would just offer that since the contract amount needs to be for the full amount of the contract to pay the vendor. However, through the Inflation Reduction Act, the county will be eligible for a 30% credit of that construction price. So that at the end of the day, the net price to the county will be 30% less.
Great, good. Also, when the county enters into these agreements with solar companies, do they automatically have discussions about decommissioning, or has decommissioning been taken into consideration with this particular project?
I would have to look at the scope of the contract. However, this one is unique in that this is an array that we will own, especially with the credit that the county can accrue. The tax credit, the economics of having to do some type of third-party arrangement for the county to receive even a portion of that benefit changed significantly now with the IRA, so that it is most beneficial and most cost-effective for us to own the array. Typically with this, with the panels and the manufacturing, there is some language around decommissioning, but we'll make sure we put eyes on that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Any other discussion, comments? All right. Let's just entertain a motion or call the question and on 527, resolution number 527, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries. On to resolution 548, requesting the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency terminate further landfill feasibility study. Motion for discussion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay, and legislator.
Thank you, Chairwoman Green, and the rest of the committee for allowing me to.
Please speak up. I'm really having a hard time hearing today.
Off the record, I am going for an appointment for hearing aids too. So maybe two for one deal. What do you say, Chairwoman Green?
We can mic the room.
Thank you, Chairwoman Green, for having me today and allowing me to speak, and thank you for the rest of the committee. I'd also like to recognize Chairman Andy Gomorsi. I always get your name wrong, and I won't get your name wrong. Acting Executive Director of DeGraff. Thank you, and if you may, at the end, you know, to get your input on this resolution, if you feel free to choose so. But I have a couple of thought process on this. One is, we all talked about, after the HydraQuest report came out and we were debating the Plattekill, possibility of Plattekill landfill, we all talked about getting the stakeholders involved, and that including county executive, the town supervisor, the town board, possibly neighboring counties, to do something on a joint venture, regional effect. We also have to look ahead to 2025. It's only less than 2 years away where the contract renews. We do not know what the new contract, if any, is going to look like. It is my understanding, being at previous board meetings, that the resource recovery is about to, or in the process of embarking on, another landfill feasibility study. I'm going to, I know we don't have the authority to order them or tell them to stop, but we could kindly work with them in order to get this done together. Any feasibility study should have all the stakeholders involved, not just resource recovery. We have to bring in the town supervisors. We know what happened in Plattekill. It was an unwelcome event, whether it was real or not real, but we got to prevent that in the future. And if we can all work together on this, I think we can make it happen. And, you know, we don't even know if a landfill is the option that we need, if it can be done, if we're, you know, going to go in a different direction.
Discussion? Yes, please.
I was going to say, I mean, I totally agree that we need to have a lot more input from other groups and sources. I mean, like the town supervisors. We have another resolution that is kind of on the table from the chair that would expand the ACRA board greatly. I kind of think that any discussion of the ACRA board kind of, that we need to kind of figure out what we're going to do with the organization moving forward. I mean, if we spend a lot of time putting different people on the board, it feels a bit like rearranging deck chairs on a famous sinking vessel. And so I'm a little hesitant to start, advocating for board members, even though I think that you're absolutely correct that we do need to really get input, especially from the town supervisors. I totally support that. The other issue that I have is that the last two resolves says that the Ulster County Legislature is committed to solving the solid waste crisis, which I totally agree with, and I think everyone in this room does. But then you request that the Ulster County Resource Agency Board of Directors terminate all landfill feasibility studies. I mean, it seems like those two resolutions are not really compatible or in line with each other. I mean, it seems like that's kind of one of the major functions of the organization is to do site studies for such landfills.
And I've heard a lot about that over the years, that they've been in charge of finding a landfill for the county.
Right.
I've never seen anything in writing that, and to that effect. But it also, what this does, it doesn't stop a feasibility study.
Mm-hmm.
It just puts the feasibility study in our hands. We should be doing it as a county. If they do a feasibility study, and I did ask how much it was going to cost at a previous board member. They wouldn't, the former executive director would not tell me how much it was going to cost. So whatever money they spend on it, we have to bond for it in order for it to happen.
Okay.
They're doing the feasibility study. If they are going to continue doing it, they're also not going to, the company they hire is not going to get input from the supervisors. They're going to look at all the spots in Ulster County, I suspect, and say, hey, here's a good spot right here, without talking to the supervisor of Marbletown or Rosendale or, you know, Rochester.
Or Platicill.
Or Platicill, yes. But we all know that the landfill will probably be better off in the western part of the county.
Second that.
But, yeah, so that was my thought process on that, is we need to get everybody involved before we proceed with another feasibility study.
Can't do it. So.
I am, if I may, I don't see any other hands. I'm concerned that you can't do both. That sound solid waste management has to include a way of managing the residual, and right now the residual is substantial, and it's being sent to Seneca Meadows at a cost of $9 to $10 million a year, or more than that. It's going up, yeah. And I think the purpose of sound solid waste management is to maximize waste diversion with reuse innovation, with composting, to be really clearly spelled out in a zero waste plan, which I just want to remind us that a resolution was passed making Ulster County a zero waste community, and by zero waste we mean maximizing waste diversion, and it called for a zero waste action plan, which the zero waste implementation plan is a version of. And we've put time, money, and resources into developing it. It's not quite there, but I think that if you remove the odor-causing materials, the toxicity, and reduce the volume, you remove the major barriers to siting a landfill. So I'm hoping that we can move forward, update the plan in cooperation with the agency, and I think a landfill, a really well done landfill feasibility study is. We need to know whether or not there is a place or are places in the county that could be developed as a landfill, which is both an asset, has a very fair host community benefit, and I'm afraid I'm repeating myself, so I'm going to pause. I think I see some hands. Go ahead.
I don't want to speak for you, legislator. But I think what you're saying is that you're not against studies. You're against having the studies done in the way that caused so much turmoil recently.
I think, no, we need a study.
Right.
And but just I think this body, at the end of the day, is going to pay for a landfill or a different scenario where we have to get rid of the debris, whether it's reuse, you know, different modern technologies that are may or may not be developed yet. We need to do that. We also need to bring the supervisors and the town boards,
right,
possibly look at a regional development. You know, having resource recovery, I don't believe encompasses all that.
So I support the resolution.
And if I could ask Chairwoman Green that we have an up or down vote on the resolution and not to postpone.
Yes.
I guess my issue that I'm still having, even though I agree with a lot of what you're saying, is that I feel like we would be tying the hands of the Resource Recovery Agency, and we don't know what form that agency is going to take in the future. We have other resolutions that are before us now that talks about restructuring the agency totally. And I'm kind of inclined to kind of wait and see how the agency is transformed in the coming months before we start having legislation that ties its hands.
Well, if I could answer that.
Sure.
We don't know, from what you said, we don't know what the RA is going to look like.
Right.
A year from now, 2 years from now. Wouldn't it be beneficial that we do not do a, let the current form of the RA do a costly $100,000, $250,000 study? I believe that's what a good, I know what it cost back in 1998 to have the whole thing done. I don't know what it what it's going to cost today. I would assume it's going to be in $100,000 range or more. Second is, we're not ordering them, we're not telling them, we're kindly requesting them.
Yeah.
It's non-binding, it's just saying, hey, you know, this is the direction we want to go. They don't have to listen to us. As Chairwoman Green said previously, we don't have a lot of power with them except to appoint the board members and pay for any bonding that they request. We also have, if they have a, you know, if they don't make their budget for whatever reason, the county is responsible for the shortfall. So, and we have paid that shortfall before flow control in the past.
Okay, thank you for that.
Any other?
So just to clarify.
Okay.
So this, your resolution would prevent the RRA as it exists now.
Request.
Yes.
Requests.
Yes.
As it exists now.
Yes.
Not to do that.
Yes.
And would that still hold true if we then change the board of the RA to 9 members? Or, I mean,
I think what I would like to see, and I know it's been expressed many times by other members, is like any feasibility study that's done should be a more of a joint project, or get all the stakeholders involved, whether it's resource recovery, the county legislature, the county executive should have a say in this.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to go regional, maybe talk to people in Green and Sullivan, as we did in the past, the GUS format.
Right.
It would be nice to stick a landfill in the back of Sullivan County if we yeah, that sounds like a great idea, right?
Yeah.
You know, and there's other options that, you know, need to be explored, instead of just doing a feasibility landfill study that's kind of single-minded.
Right.
Legislator Levine wanted to speak.
Yes, thanks. Thank you very much for this, Legislator Roberts. Just a couple of questions in regards to the timing of all of this, because, you know, obviously we all know the RA right now in a state of flux. Do we have any information that a landfill feasibility study is something that the you know, current board, including the two, you know, members that have only been on for you know, a month, is this something that they're imminently considering, especially considering there's no permanent executive director at this time? You know, is this something that we can kind of wait till a permanent executive director is hired and the board has some time to kind of get their feet under them? You know, in terms of the timing of this resolution needing to be considered, you know, right now, because of you know, a potential feasibility study that's being considered imminently. That's my question.
Go ahead, and then I want to hear from the agency.
That question was for legislators. Like, you wanted to answer that?
Yeah, that was
okay. So if you want to answer, then I'll say what I
don't have any direct knowledge of a current one. I can tell you that I was at a board meeting several months ago. It might have been June or May, in the height of the Plattekill issue, that there was talk of a landfill feasibility. I think they even had prices to do one. I also had heard rumor, as it, and maybe Andy could help me out on this one, that they're waiting until the full board was in place before they did anything further. Chairman?
It was in the newspaper.
It was in the newspaper, yes.
Is it on the agenda? If it's not on the agenda, then we're going to bring it up on new business.
It wasn't on the agenda at the last meeting.
No, because we had other things we had to deal with.
And do you anticipate, if you can...
There's going to be a discussion on it.
Okay.
Some of the board members, from what I can tell, are for it, and some are more hesitant because of what Mr. Kevin says.
Roberts.
And there are two proposals for feasibility study that have been received.
We have to see if they're even still valid.
Pardon?
We have to see if they're still valid because they're old. They're four or five months old.
Okay.
Okay. My feeling personally, not anybody, I'm not speaking to any board members, is that there's a... let me go back. This all started a couple of years ago from what I saw when the landfill up in Seneca Meadows said they might have kept the closed because of the permit. Okay? All the towns, not all the towns, most of the towns, all passed resolutions not to get involved with it. Am I right, Kevin?
A lot of the towns
20,
did.
15, 18, and the 20, whatever
nine.
It was, yeah.
Nine.
Nine? Was only nine?
We received nine resolutions.
Are you? Okay.
Not wanting a landfill.
Yeah, and I know it was discussed by a lot of them. So, what happens is, and the bonding issue, I definitely feel it should be a joint thing, because if we get bonding from the legislature, we get a feasible study that says we can do it somewhere. Well, do you think it's going to go through after what happened with Plattekill? You got the zoning boards, the planning boards. My feeling is, I said this at the last meeting, is that if the DEC and the EPA and any other regulatory state or federal agencies say that where the landfill is positioned, it can go there, that nobody in the county can say no. Because when they did the study where Winston Farm was the number one place, what was it, maybe two or three other places? And you think 20 years from now, 20 years ago, that there's going to be more places? I just see that you have to look for a landfill because of what Manna said, but at the same time, you're going to have a lot of political pressure not citing it. That's why you have to get everybody involved, in my opinion. So I probably would not support a feasibility study right now. Actually, we have to find out if they're still valid before we do anything at this point. Did I answer your question?
Andy, I have one more question
sure.
for you. Could you tell me the cost, potential cost?
I'm trying to remember what it was. I want to say it's under $200,000, if I'm not mistaken. We had two of them, and they were...
Yeah.
Priced differently. I could be completely wrong, but they're under that. One was substantially less. Did you hear it all?
I haven't seen them.
No,
the
information wasn't
no
shared
idea.
Exactly well. But yeah, that's what it would be. Sure. And the site of landfill would take 10, 12 years. And look what happened in Sullivan County. They were all set. They had a landfill. They had the space. They had the property, everything like that. Because I was up there a few months ago. I asked the guy. He said, "Well, I said, why'd you stop?" One legislator stopped the whole process. And they sold the property. So you got a lot of, there's going to be a lot of friction on a landfill, but what's your alternative? If that landfill up there closes in 2 years because of a fire like the place across the river did, or and the other, the place that just burned.
Milken.
Whatever. Yeah, then where are you going to go? Our contract that we have with the county says that we're supposed to develop an alternative site, and that was never done. You're gonna have to, it's a serious problem. And I certainly don't have the expertise to fill it. Does that answer your question, Kevin?
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
I think you were first, and which...
Gina, you're more than welcome to go first.
Thank you. I think that we have to be proactive on this. I think the fact that this new board made a huge decision at their first meeting, the first time they had their formal meeting, I think to put this through would be a safeguard to avoid what recently happened in Plattekill. That's my thoughts.
Go ahead.
And I had a question for council, if I may. If we were to vote on this resolution as it stands, and it's taking into regard what the Resource Recovery Agency is now with its five board members. Would that limit, if UCRA then changes to be, you know, a 9-member board or a 15-member board or whatever, would that still apply? Or would this be binding only to UCRA as it exists at this moment? Or would it be binding if UCRA changes in 6 months?
There's a couple of ways to answer your question.
Yeah.
First of all, it's not binding. It's a request. But to the extent that it exists as a request, or in your word binding,
mm-hmm.
there's no distinction between, you know, the future board and the current. As long as it depends how it's, I have to go want to take a look how it's written, but as long as it says Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency Board is what it says, and after, if and to the extent of, and after we get done morphing it, if that's what happens, and by the way, we don't do it, the state legislature has to do it,
right.
It's still going to be the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency Board, and so the resolution is going to apply. However, in that time frame, and it takes some time to do that, you could pass another resolution. So, and in fact, well, the resolution to ask the state legislature is a resolution, so there's going to be more resolutions, you can pass another resolution, but the answer is yes, this will apply to the agency
In whatever form it may take.
In a future form, assuming for the sake of argument that it's called the same thing, and then it also depends if it's a different agency of some sort, whether it assumes the responsibilities. But the bottom line is yes. This is a message to the agency, and if they changed in a month, it would still be a message to the agency.
And as the sponsor mentioned, it is a request as opposed to any...
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if you wanted to do more than request, there are the committee should be aware that there's overlay here in terms of what they're doing and not doing, and in terms of available process that may or may not be used, that this is sort of coming in from collaterally, but there's already things in place, some of which we've talked about in previous meetings, right? I mean, I'm not sure if you want me to go on with that, but there's stuff here that the committee may want to consider beyond this resolution in terms of getting a hold of the process.
Do you see this as limiting our power in any way in changing how UCRA does its business?
No, I see this as both over and under effective. It's over effective because you're asking them to terminate. If they listen, in other words, if they listen to you, if they choose to listen, they're then terminating landfill studies, period. That may be overkill in terms of what Legislator Roberts' concern is not that they're doing landfill studies, apparently, it's that they're doing landfill studies without the input of a variety of other factors.
Right.
And so, in that sense, if they chose to listen, it could be considered overkill because you're now stopping them, and it's, in my view, it might be under-effective because you're just asking them to do it, whereas you have mechanisms that are potentially, that could be restored, I would say, or fired up again, or reinvigorated, that might get you closer to where you want to be.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, please.
Yeah, in relation to what counsel, I think, was just stating, you know, I agree with the premise of that we need more communication and buy-in from the Supervisors Association, and I think that as Legislator Stewart mentioned earlier, in regards to the resolution that was on today's agenda that has been postponed in regards to the request of a state legislative bill to amend the membership of the RRA. If that ultimately comes to pass, I think it's the intention of that resolution to get that buy-in from members of the Supervisors Association and others. So I don't really know if that resolution, if we ultimately are successful in changing the makeup and size of the and who's eligible to serve on the RRA board, I don't know if this resolution that we're discussing and debating right now is going to be necessary if the sponsor is just looking to get buy-in from and communication from the Supervisors Association. If we're successful in getting the state legislature to pass this bill, I mean, it seems like that would accomplish that, you know, that request, and this resolution would almost seem to be not needed. I don't know if I'm off the mark. You know, the sponsors more than I'm happy to hear from the sponsor to hear what his thoughts on that are. But I don't know if we need to actually take action on this today, just because of if there is no imminent landfill feasibility study request, and it sounds like from the RRA, from the board chair, that it doesn't seem like there's unanimity on launching a feasibility study, then I really don't see why this needs to be discussed, voted on this evening.
Sponsor one is Nick.
Yeah, I'll answer a couple of the questions or thoughts that my colleague from Saugerties had. One is, he saying he wants to wait till the state weighs in on any action that we may request from them. But, you know, earlier he said that they're not going to meet till January. So that's kind of, I'm sure the state's not going to take up any action that we request in January. So we're looking at February, March, April before they get back to us. I did hear the chairman say that they're going to discuss the feasibility studies, that they already have two of them that they received. They didn't accept them, but they have two requests to do it. You know, so there is a chance that, just like there is a chance, a small chance, that they fire the former director. Nobody's seen that coming. There is a chance that they go forward at the next meeting with the feasibility study.
That's perfectly true. There's three other board members. Then I can't, speak for anything. I will bring up all the point. Why don't you come to the meeting? Which one are we going to put it on?
Is that
it?
Yeah, that would be the
28th. Come to the 28th and make your presentation.
I'll have
whatever.
I'll have my colleague legislator Hansen sit in for me. I'll be in Florida.
Oh,
if you don't mind.
I already have something that evening. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Send an email.
All right, we'll do that.
That'd be fine.
We'll do that together.
I will. We'll bring that up. I mean, that's something that I would bring up too, because it's such far in the distance, but it's something that garbage touches everybody that lives, works, or drives through Ulster County. Everybody. Other departments, some things. But garbage affects everybody. So you got to do something about it. We really got to get serious.
And if I might add, somebody brought up the facility in Milton is actually Marlborough that caught on fire. They are trying to reopen. They are still collecting debris. They cannot accept solid waste, or I should say C&D, to come in and drop off. That is a facility that the county should have an interest in helping rebuild, whether it's with ARPA money or just straight, out there and making sure that they continue that valuable service to the southern part of the county.
I would like to ask if there is no more discussion, what the committee wants to do by way of, do we want to take action? Do we want to postpone? And I want to acknowledge that the chair of the agency board has heard the concerns and the good suggestion to, the only way we are going to site a landfill in the county is to get the input from the Supervisors Association, and to be able to ensure those supervisors that a fair scientific process will occur in the feasibility study, so that it's geologically sound, socially, and all of the concerns that communities have are taken into consideration, and that it's really a collaborative process. But anyway, with regard to resolution number 548, do we want to take action? Do we want to take, have a vote on it, or do we want to table it?
I think we should take the vote. Sponsor, do you have any input on what you would...
Thank you, my colleague from Lloyd. I do think that, you know, whether you... I think an up or down vote should happen today. I think the full legislature should debate this, have it out there. I think it's that important that we talk about the landfill, a feasibility study, this month instead of October or November or April or May. It needs to happen now.
I agree. And if we could get it out of committee, and that way we can get it into our caucuses and out on the floor to get our colleagues' opinions on this hot ticket item.
Yeah, and if you're not in favor of this, that's fine. I will do a petition to discharge and get it on the floor one way or another. So, but I do appreciate an up or down vote.
So
I move we call the question.
Okay, on resolution number 548, requesting the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency terminate further landfill feasibility studies. All in favor? Okay. Anyone opposed? Motion is defeated.
Thank you all for your time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like I said, I mean, I completely agree with a lot of what you're trying to do. And I totally agree that this is something that should come before the entire body as well.
And I will, be happy to hear any amendments that you want to make this better. You know, if there's any wording you don't like, feel free to contact me and together we can all get this done.
And also, I take your point very well in that I think we need to send a definite message to the board that we don't want them taking any more dramatic action than we saw.
Especially at the first meeting.
Especially at the first meeting.
Okay, resolution number 549, establishing the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency Reform Committee. And motion for discussion?
Motion.
Second?
I'll second it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Legislator Maloney is not here. And I would like to ask Council Gordon how this reform committee compares with the, I don't remember the title of it, but there was a multi-faceted group that was convened 3 years ago, when the local solid waste management plan was being considered. What is the
Well, that actually was one of the main.
Can I interrupt? And I don't mean to be rude. I'm just asking so I can know and learn. Since the sponsor's not here, should we take this time now to discuss this, or should we wait till the sponsor is available? And did the sponsor reach out to you as vice chair? He did not to me. Okay. So
I didn't know.
It's absolutely fine.
Have the attorney answer the question, and then
I was just wondering
if
he had reached out to you. That was my only question. Okay.
Yeah. Answer your question or Legislator Hansen's?
Hers, not mine.
Okay. What you were referring to is one of the mechanisms that I was mentioning a few minutes ago that I thought might be an alternative way to get at the problem that Legislator Roberts is dealing with. What Chair Green is referring to, this was 4.5 years ago now, and I think it's very germane to the issues that Legislator Roberts was raising. I'm going to back up just a step and take an extra minute because I think it's helpful. State law requires, I think it's requires, but it could be strongly encourages counties and other groups of municipalities to plan for the future of solid waste, sort of in 10-year solid waste management plans. And Ulster County is its own unit. And the agency that does Ulster County Solid Waste Management Planning, which, by the way, would encompass a new landfill or something, or whatever we decide to do, that would be part of this plan, is the RRA. And that is by both contract, that's part of our contract with them, and it's also a DEC designation. You guys are the planning unit for the county, right? So by both DEC, and that's the DEC designation?
No, that's, I believe, in our agreement.
That's in the contract.
Yeah.
But my sense, okay, both the agreement, and I also think...
Recognized by the DEC, David.
Okay. Basically, they're recognized as the planning unit in both the contract, and I also think that DEC has a role in that as well. So they're the planning unit for us to do these solid waste management plans. For reasons very similar to what Legislator Roberts is raising, 4.5 years ago, we as in the legislature, determined that we wanted to have a stronger role in the planning process because we were aware that that planning process would, in that time frame, in all likelihood, encompass some form of new management facility, because we were aware at the time that we were running up against a potential deadline with respect to Seneca Meadows, which could be like 2025, and this not going back to early 2019. So we wanted to get involved in that planning process. And so we passed a resolution to create not a committee, but a commission. The difference being that a commission is not just members of the legislative body, it encompasses other people. And in this case, we created a 9-member commission, which included, if I recall, 6 legislators and 3 members from the RRA, and further included the RRA executive director as a technical advisor to the commission. So we had very strong involvement of the legislature, very strong involvement from the RRA, including technical advisor. And the purpose was essentially to advise the RRA, to review and advise the RRA on the development of a new solid waste management plan, which would be approved by DEC. It has to be renewed, under the law, it has to be renewed and approved every 2 years. That doesn't really happen. It's really more of a 10-year time frame as a practicality, because DEC just doesn't get to it. And what happened during 2019 is that we... In the commission, really, met over the course of several months, and we reviewed the draft report that the RRA had commissioned from, I think it was Cornerstone, at looking at how they were going to do solid waste management planning, which really meant feasibility studies for things like a landfill and certain other mechanisms over the next few years. And they had a stack of, like, the year one we're going to do these, year two we're going to do these, year three we're going to do these. Right now we're in year 4, I think, and I'm not sure what the progress has been, and that's why I just want to throw a cautionary note into things that would, you know, slow it down, because we're now behind. But to answer Chair Green's question, the mechanism that we had was to basically join with the RRA, create a joint commission to oversee the solid waste management planning process. Specifically, the intent of Legislator Maloney's resolution is narrower, and also not quite on the same issue. It is to create a new committee, not commission, of legislators for the purpose not of solid waste management planning, but to investigate essentially the operations of the RRA, given Legislator Maloney's expressed concerns over the operations of the RRA, and some of those concerns have also been echoed by other legislators. So this would be a committee, a special committee, that wouldn't do anything else, and would have the freedom to meet more often than this committee does, and members who would have the time frame to do it, and would have that singular task of, and I also would suggest that, going back to what Legislator Stewart said, I'm not sure it's going to be helpful as you try to sort of hone in on what these do and what the best thing to do is, whether it's a good idea to mix up the two issues of trying to figure out how the agency, what form the agency should have going forward, if it should change, which Legislator Maloney's suggestion could very much be a part of, because he'd be forming a committee to specifically investigate how the agency could be made better. And the question of solid waste management planning, including whatever we want to do with the landfill or not, where it would be or not, or something else or not, which is in some ways related, obviously, but always going to be a very important component of that, and who they are and how they function is important, but they're fundamentally different things that are, you know, related in, on a third level out, but those are separate questions before this committee. Is ultimately, what do you want to do with the agency and how do we get there? And ultimately, what do we want to do about solid waste management planning, including the potential for a landfill somewhere, and how do we get there and who do we open that discussion up to? So to answer your question, I view them as separate. Ultimately, they can be related if we did an omnibus type of thing, but we've got two very weighty questions to deal with. How do we want the RA to look, and how do we want to move forward both on the substance? What do we want, a landfill or something else, and who do we want involved in that conversation? And a commission could form a basis for that broadening of the conversation as to what we do about solid waste management.
So there's a typo in the resolution in that it says that the UCRRA membership of a reform committee, but it should actually read commissions.
No. Legislator Maloney is proposing a committee basically to investigate and determine what to do with the agency.
Okay.
The solid waste management aspect that 4.5 years ago formed a commission which met over the course of 2019, ultimately marked up the cornerstone draft report, which was ultimately published
So I was just saying that since the body that Legislator Maloney is proposing is not just made up of the legislature, mm-hmm. it's also made up of town supervisors.
Okay, then it should be a commission.
Then it should be a commission. Yeah. That was my question. That was a
you read better than I did.
Okay.
I think I borrow your glasses.
All right, so
can I just say something? I agree with the commission, but the commission should be for everything: the contract, the landfill. You got a year to remake this meatball. That's what I want to say. Is that everything together you people are saying is what needs to be done, in my opinion, and that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
So you take those two issues and have a commission.
You got to rewrite the contract.
Well, that's a third option. Just put the whole kit and caboodle and form a commission and get that done.
So those
are your two issues broadly, and the question now is, what do we do with it? Do you have the resolution you need? You have a suggestion from Legislator Roberts and others, and Legislator Maloney, and how do you want to handle those two things?
And much of what is being discussed, I mean, the Legislator Roberts, his point, I mean, we're all kind of on the same page. I think that we really need to have a lot of input and have a committee or commission or whatever that really examines all
with
of these issues.
One other thought with respect to what Mr. Jorski said. As I look at the agency, I see three sets of tasks that they do that this legislature should be and is interested in. One is the solid waste management planning. Obviously, are we doing a landfill? Are we doing something else? Where is it going to be? Second is their activities of processing solid waste and getting rid of it, which is what we rely on. We can colloquially call taking out the garbage, right? That's what we need them to do. And third, they do a lot of outreach in terms of both informing people as to what the opportunities are for, you know, different forms of solid waste management, solid waste processing, recycling, and also just letting people know what the county's doing. And the reason I'm raising this, which is something I've only thought of in the last couple of weeks, is because I've heard members of this committee essentially praising the agency for their activities, and I heard in particular a member praising them for going down to the fair and doing that. So they've got these three tasks that they're doing for us, and how you want to divvy up the pie. Obviously, Legislator Roberts was focused, and the original commission was focused on one of those tasks, which is solid waste management planning, which is obviously a huge deal. But when Legislator Maloney is talking about, is going to dive into the others as well, especially including the solid waste processing issues and perhaps even the outreach issues. So I just want to, you know, pack strategically, those are the three sets of issues you're dealing with when you go for the agency, for Legislator Roberts and solid waste management planning. That's obviously a huge issue, but that's just one of those three.
I want to assume that we're not going to take action because the sponsor is not here. But I also see the need, we're sort of proliferating more and more legislation about the agency that it seems to me that we need to, and I don't know what the legal process is, perhaps just calling a special meeting to focus on it, to come up with one recommendation that we all agree to, rather than the one to expand the board and the one to reform. And I understand it's a different focus. The committee, or because it's multiple, the commission to reform has a different focus. But I think there does need to be some form of a dialogue, and let's get one piece of legislation rather than debating different pieces of it. And I don't know if people are, yes?
I'd like to take a vote on it in light of everything that's been going on there, and I think we just keep postponing and taking no action. And I just think that perhaps we can just be, as a committee, if we can, you know, what our thoughts are.
So you're proposing that we actually vote on this resolution for the reform committee?
Correct.
Okay.
I would second that.
Okay.
can I speak, ma'am, if you don't mind?
Yes,
I'm
please.
Sorry. Council Gordon was making a couple of points that the feasibility study and reform committee should be combined together. Am I correct on that?
No. I was actually dovetailing on what Legislator Stewart said. I'm saying the reform committee was dealing with the agency sort of as a whole and not necessarily its particular functions, and whereas you were looking at a very particular function. Legislator Green is almost saying we should join them, but I'm saying I want everybody to be aware that those could be two completely separate things and not completely.
I agree with you. I think they may run parallel, but to have this one jumbo task in front of any particular committee might get bogged down looking at different points. The feasibility study should be done by a joint committee, RRA committee. I think Legislator Maloney, the reform committee, has a great idea. I know Legislator Bartels put in Resolution 386. I mean, that should be parallel on what we're going to do with the Oversight Committee or the Reform Committee. I think it's a great idea, and again, I don't think postponing is going to do us any good in this body. We need to get these issues out in front of the public so the public can hear about it and not postpone it. Even if we just debated on the floor, it's still being talked about. Even if it gets defeated on the floor, it's still being talked about, and people know we're serious about solid waste and the contract ending in 2025. Whether we come up with a new plan for resource recovery, it could remain the same after 2025, but we have to talk about it.
We've heard from the committee and other legislators. Is there anything that, any input before we take a vote?
I mean, it would be nice if the sponsor were here, but I've spoken to the sponsor at length about these ideas.
Yes, please.
I just want to add to this discussion if it can be useful. First is that there's a wealth of information that's already been evaluated. There's the solid waste management plan, and it dovetails into the state's plan. There are the biennial updates, which have a lot of information. There's constant data on tonnage, waste stream, all aspects of the operation part there, as well as other studies that have been done, like for the Reuse and Innovation Center. There's a lot of information that I think globally maybe most folks don't have a good handle on that has been done already to characterize what's going on here and what the needs are. It really does seem like there's a separate conversation going on that's almost completely focused on governance and structure. We're looking at this contract that was drafted, I think, in the 90s, that's been extended in 5 amendments, perhaps. You see most of the places in the state that have public authorities in this role are operating landfills. There's a lot of different forms and functions in how they're operating across the state. And maybe before we talk about, you know, the maybe it's a more global look at what's a better structure. You know, is it just a fix to the committee? Is it something kind of more intensive? Before, it's very easy to go down the path of, you know, wanting to tweak operations when there might be something higher level as far as structure and governance that might have to be delved into. Also, you know, so I, you know, there's at least like five categories I would feel like of kind of operation, but also thinking about how the county has been, you know, there's a very strong partnership in certain aspects, but the county's separate to the contract with the RRA has been passing additional laws and also planning initiatives around solid waste management that are getting handled different ways. So that would be kind of the more part of perhaps the more global kind of perspective and analysis. There are things that have, you know, kind of made their way to Department of Environment or other executive departments that maybe are really under the solid waste management rubric. But I see that as kind of like a governance, a function, a structure kind of analysis before you go down and kind of looking at waste stream and technologies and those sorts of things.
Thank you for
soliciting the the gallery.
Before we take any action, I have a question about the commission versus committee. Do we need, if we're going to take action, do we need to amend it? And also, I believe that it's the Ulster County Association of Town Supervisors and Mayors, not village mayors, because it includes the city of Kingston. So it's all mayors and all supervisors that are part of that association, unless I'm mistaken. So we might need to amend it. We could hold off, or we could take action. But I want to get clarification on those two points. Because it is not a committee of the legislature, is it a commission? And
under the charter, and I could go check it, it is a commission if it has non-legislative members. I note that in one of the resolved paragraphs, it actually says it's a commission, but in the others, it says it's a committee.
Yeah.
I just think that's just the linguistic quirk. I don't think, in other words, that he's calling it a committee. You would essentially be establishing a commission. In terms of amending it, the sponsor's not here. So,
To modify it.
Yeah, so we can't do that today. If you passed it as a committee, it's written as a committee. We know it's a commission under the charter. It's just a name. I don't think it matters.
It could be amended after we pass it, but I think that's messy.
If he were here, we could just go ahead and replace just substitute the word out.
It could be amended on the floor real quick. Friendly amendment on the floor, if you guys decide to pass it.
And I could come up with a careful study of what of exactly the wording that we need. I could look at the charter.
Say again?
Based on Legislator Roberts' suggestion to do it on the floor, between now and session, I could look up the charter and just see the wording and give a full report and say we could do this, but we'll just have to change the word or something. I don't know what the answer is going to be, but I'll look into it if you want to pass the resolution.
All right. In many ways, it's a step in the right direction. But feels a little half-baked to me. but I think your point is well taken, that it could be tweaked, and it is a way of addressing, having a group of stakeholders address what appear to be chronic issues. And try to get to the bottom of it.
I would suggest to the committee that if we pass Legislator Maloney's resolution, that might be the way to do the investigation of the RRA, if that's what the committee wants to do in the legislature. My guess is you're not going to want to take on solid waste management planning at that point in the questions of a landfill. I just think we would need a separate inquiry into that. I think that's what Legislator Roberts was referring to.
I think that you know, we were all committed to filling a deficit in the local solid waste plan, and I think we really
need to have
the mechanism to do that.
That plan that was ultimately approved with by the commission and the legislature actually had deadlines, it had milestones, and we're now 4 years in, and given what's happened, I would suggest that the committee get a report from the RRA as to what the progress has been under the, you know, the Cornerstone report and where we're at now in year four, because as I said, we're, you know, at the time in 2019 we were concerned about the looming 2025 potential problem with Seneca Meadows. It's now late 2023.
Yeah.
NFCDB executive director.
No, I just wanted to make you aware that our biennial update was filed on time. And
okay.
By May 1st of 2022, everything's up on our website.
Okay.
When Angie, now Angelina Brandt, was made Director of Sustainability, part of the reason why that job title was created and job description was changed is because of the new requirements by the DC for the biennial updates. So she's responsible for that, and she maintains it on an ongoing basis. So there's a Google Doc for that can always be shared with whoever, whenever.
So what Executive Director McGrath is saying is
that... We did get DEC approvals on the biennial update.
The Solid Waste Management Plan, including the one that we approved and then was approved by DEC back in 2020 after the commission met, it's supposed to be updated every 2 years, and they've got it, so they filed an update to that, which is something that I've never reviewed, and I'm not sure if anybody else. So we need to get on top of all that information in order to ascertain whether, in the view of the legislature, the progress toward a solid waste, the progress in... The Solid Waste Management Plan basically is an evaluation of alternatives. That's the most important thing in this plan. And the question is the progress such that we are where we think we need to be? And that would be, obviously, what Legislator Roberts has an angle on that, and also be opening it up to a variety of people to see it. And that would be for the committee to suggest the mechanism on that.
Yes, please.
I would just like to... The word reform to me is prejudicial. It makes it seem like the Resource Recovery Agency has done something wrong, and that's what this investigation is going to be looking to. What they maybe have done wrong in as far as policies that they haven't followed, but other aspects, are they going to be investigated? I don't understand, because I get the feeling that some of the legislatures are not happy with what happened recently, and an explanation was trying to be given, but an explanation can't be fully given to the public because it's private concerns. So that's all I'm saying is the reform a prejudicial term, that you're looking into the agency for things that we did wrong, and maybe actions that we didn't take or wasn't taken by the previous board, or that's one thing, but to find, if it's a fault-finding mission, then I find it disturbing. Because that's no way to, you know, get ahead with new board.
Chair.
Yes, please.
I don't know if, with the sponsor not being here, I don't know if this would be something that we would be able to amend on the floor in terms of, but in regards to the board chair, I don't know if he would feel that if it was changed to, instead of reading reform committee or commission, to go change it to oversight, would that be less
oversight, just reform is like, to me, you say reform and investigation, it sounds like, you know, that we did something wrong, and we didn't, that I know of. May not agree with what happened, but we proceeded in a manner that we felt was necessary. So, yes, that would be fine. Whatever, any other word besides reform.
I would just want to point out that it's not just the name of Legislator Maloney's proposed commission. It's what the first resolved, which is really what their charge is what we need to focus on in addition, perhaps, to the name. And that says, resolved that the legislature establishes a special committee, which might be a commission, known as the UCRA Reform Committee, to investigate circumstances surrounding UCRRA operations and policies and recommend reform measures to the legislature. So that's the language that would be their charge. And so if we were contemplating some change based on what the chair has suggested, you would be looking at that as well.
Yeah. But these are changes that could be made at a later date.
Well,
the changes in wording were...
I mean, legislator Roberts had a good suggestion for, you know, sort of straightening out wording that we agreed on at session, but I would suggest to the committee that if we're establishing a committee or special commission or whatever to do certain things, and I wouldn't change the basic charge at a later date unless something comes up that requires us to rethink the charge.
And again, if we had the sponsor here, he could tweak it, and then we wouldn't have this problem moving forward.
But I would also suggest that with response to what the chair of the RRA, the agency said, I think that legislator Maloney, for better or worse, did have some of those concepts at heart, which is why he wanted to reach out and form the special committee. And so that was, I think, part of his goal. So
yeah.
We could certainly discuss these potential changes, but that's, you know, that's the breadth of it. And we'd have to be looking at that first resolve.
I would be inclined to vote on this. I mean, if we're just brainstorming right now, I mean, I would be inclined to say, yeah, we need to form this commission. But if we're running into serious problems with...
Only to the extent you agree with
yeah.
What the agency chair has stated. If you agreed more with Legislator Maloney, you might be fine with, you know, that resolved language, and just work on committee or commission as the one
yeah.
thing we would change, which is relatively trivial.
I'm also... very much inclined to take your advice, Legislator Hanson, and the advice of Legislator Roberts in that, wow, I think that we do need to do something.
I'd like to just get it right to our caucuses to talk about it. We can talk about changing language and just keep saying the same thing, that we are taking no action on anything, and that doesn't look good either. And this will keep the conversation going,
yes.
rather than putting it off another 30 days. So that's my thoughts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think what both this would do and what Legislator Roberts had brought the committee earlier point. To me, to bringing solid waste management back under the purview of the county government directly, and I'll say that now and publicly, that's where I think this is all pointing to, and whether that this commission draws that conclusion or not, but I would urge the committee to, if you're heading in that direction, then you can investigate that and many other things potentially with this. With this commission. Thank you.
Thank you. What is the pleasure of the committee?
I move we call the question.
Okay. I do want to say that the number of changes that may be required as amendments, that to me that really should be done in committee with the sponsor here. But the question has been called, so all in favor of resolution number 549, please indicate by saying aye or raising your hand. And that is not a hand for me. I was demonstrating
aye.
It. All opposed? And I'm going to oppose it because I think it's not ready. I actually agree very strongly with the need to have people that are major stakeholders participate. The agency is a separate authority. And it was intended to be a separate authority run by a board, but there have been so many difficulties, and
there are stakeholders. I think the that should be involved, and I think these stakeholders should really focus on the local solid waste plan, which is not the purpose of this. But the motion carries, and we have a couple more. I think we have three more yet to get through. And
two more. Yep, two more. Almost done. 550 is the next one. Yep, you got it.
Yeah. Resolution number 550, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a payment in lieu of taxes agreement with Professional Commercial Group, LLC, for the solar energy system pursuant to real property tax law number 487.
Motion to discuss.
Motion to discuss.
Second.
I just want to reinforce that that when you have a payment in lieu of taxes with regard to solar, it's the opposite of what we tend to think. I consider it a reverse pilot. It's the opposite of what we think of. When you give someone an incentive, you are reducing their taxes because they're providing jobs or whatever. In this case, it is a way of having the company that is already exempt pay their share of taxes. So I just want to be sure that we're clear about that. Any other discussion? Then we can call the question on resolution number 550. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Anyone opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 552, establishing a policy to replace conventional toilets with composting toilets at county facilities. Okay. For discussion?
I move we open for discussion.
Okay. Second?
Second.
And this is Legislator Lerner.
Hello, thank you again, Madam Chair. I have, so the Deputy Executive LaValle and I had discussed this in concept. I would like to have another meeting with her. I'm meeting tomorrow with the Public Works Commissioner. I need to plan for a meeting with the Environment Department and Health, possibly others. So with that, you see here the intention, and I would happily accept a postponement this month.
Yes.
Can we move to discuss it too? Just even if we decide to postpone it, I'd like to discuss it.
Okay, and I would also like to hear from the department.
Phil, this is a really interesting idea, and you know, kudos to you because you're always coming up with really interesting ideas. I could certainly see, I mean, just in my own head, I could certainly see this as being super valuable at places where, you know, there is currently like a porta potty type situation set up. But this would actually like replace actual flush toilets in like parks and wherever else, right?
Ultimately, yes.
Ultimately, and like, how do you envision like that time frame working? I mean, how quickly would? And has there been any investigation as to like costs of dismantling existing facilities? As a, you know, so I mean, those are kind of addressed to anyone. Anyone who wants to chime in.
And I can't.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah. It does not specify a timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And dismantling costs will have to be part of the conversation with the administration. Mm-hmm. So.
I'm gonna Google it because I gotta read up on it.
Perfect.
Yes, please.
So, first,
The city of Kingston has composting toilets now at most of their parks. They have them at Forsyth Park, Locke Park, Lauren Park, and also at Kingston Point Beach. It's a nice freestanding unit with some solar panels on the top. Those were obtained through a parks grant. And you know, part of the frankly, both the benefits are cost savings in that water and either a leach field or a sewer service doesn't have to be constructed in order to accommodate a bathroom at something like the park. They're kind of, from a user experience, they're like a larger, maybe really nice, like, portalette. They've, you know, also the Wild Center and Tucker Lake, you see them in a lot of different kind of, even not what I would call backcountry facilities. So I've used a good composting toilet in my day. They are out there as kind of a readily deployable technology. A couple of my kind of thoughts reading this. One is thinking about how or when or why we would deploy that kind of technology. And I just want to remind folks that we do have a very well thought out environmental considerations checklist, which lists many different environmental measures that is part of our capital planning process. That checklist is filled out by whatever department is doing the capital project. It goes through environment, it goes through the office here, it's submitted with the backup. So it's all part of kind of looking at a whole series of different aspects to any kind of project. And I could imagine this being one of them, like, okay, you know, is it time to get rid of the conventional toilet at Sojourner Truth, Ulster Manning Park? You know, are we doing a capital project? Have we thought about it? Is this a good place to deploy it? Yada, 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 down the line. So that's one thing. The other is just to remember that there's I think they're pretty context sensitive as far as when you would use these. For example, there are three trailheads to the Ashokan Rail Trail that are used by lots and lots of people. There are portalettes that are actually serviced by the City of New York's vendor. For example, at the Woodstock Dyke parking area, if you've ever been up there, there's quite a few. There's also a bank of portalettes at the Ashokan station. The Woodstock Trailhead comes in a long road, has a wetland, is up on the edge of the reservoir, you know, not a place you'd really want to be maybe doing a long infrastructure run. That could be very expensive. Ashokan is right next to the road, and we know that the City of New York is building out the sewage treatment plant for Ashokan, so those connections were already stubbed out for that facility, so that when that sewage treatment plant and when the money is available, there could be flush bathrooms there, and you would know it would be, there's adequate capacity and very, very good treatment for the at the wastewater treatment plant. So maybe the one trailhead may be a more appropriate way. The other one may not. DEP may not like the idea of the waste sitting there and composting versus it being removed when the portalettes are serviced. So really, really, I would just say highly context kind of specific. But something that should be considered in the capital planning process.
So if I may, so it depends on basically the location you're discussing, whether or not it would be appropriate for
and the uses. But they are, it's not to say that they aren't, they're pretty maintenance intensive. They can, talking to someone who heads facilities and management for the Adirondack Mountain Club, so again, facilities, and they do need to be maintained. It's not a hands-off piece of technology.
Go ahead, Doug.
I just had a question, I guess, for the director through the chair. Excuse me, for the deputy executive through the chair. Do we have cost analysis studies of maintaining composting toilets versus porta potties versus, you know, traditional plumbing?
Yeah, that's a good question. And also, do they eventually get scooped out or serviced in some way? I'm just thinking of even though it's composted,
right. You
still have nutrients kind of in a discrete location. Would you eventually have to get that removed?
Right.
Or, I don't know the end of that.
Well, I just think it's such an interesting idea, Phil. I mean, and I think there's places where it could be really good.
And I agree when I learn more about it. But I see, in the first resolve, it has shall plan to replace all conventional toilets. That's a lot.
In a building like this.
That's a lot, especially in healthcare settings. I don't know if the county, we still have, or child care, there's a lot of, so the word all just has me. The jail, I don't know, the law enforcement center, I should say, not a jail. Just different situations might not be true.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have too much to add other than what was, said by my colleagues, but in regards to just some concerns that, I don't think that this is, my view on that, I don't think this is feasible for in a building like this, right now. Outdoor facilities, I think it's an admirable idea. So, I mean, the way this reads to me is it's kind of mandating the county to be pushing towards, replacing all facilities in all county-owned property, and I don't see how that's feasible in indoor buildings and facilities such as that over any feasible time frame that I can think of. But I think for as the deputy executive was talking about, trailhead, outdoor bathrooms, things of that nature,
where you would have a portal access.
Yes. So I think that if the sponsor is willing to entertain amendments to make this logistically more feasible and I'm all for reducing instances of water use for toilets low flow and things of that nature, but I have hygienic concerns as well for indoor facilities, medical facilities, things of that nature. So. I think it's a admirable idea, but I think just in terms of the logistics and feasibility, I think it does kind of need to be tinkered with. So that's the way I'm kind of looking at it at this point.
Do you
want to
ask?
Can I ask the sponsor a question?
Can she ask a question?
Yes.
Oh. Do these... jokes are through my head. do they have to be serviced so that the composted waste have to be removed?
Are you saying, is that what this contemplates?
No, but I'm just thinking about that at some point the composted matter has to be removed. Is that what? Right. I'm trying to think about maintenance operations.
Yeah, in general, it should be removed. Part of the point of this is not to waste the fertility that's contained in the human waste, to reuse it, like is done in traditional societies and in modern societies in other countries right now, especially countries that are poorer than ours. And so that would be part of the purpose of it. That said, you could have a setting that's more like you were describing around a rail trail where maybe there's not any, it's far enough away from a risk to the water, and there's, yeah, it could be more like a pit, and it would be just stored on site indefinitely like anything else.
Yeah, and it's, to that point, there's a significant slice of the pie for our municipal solid waste disposal that's municipal sludge, which is you know, the dealing with that same nutrient-rich material, but after it's been taken from the wastewater treatment plant. So.
I would like to suggest that what this brings up is that part of the agency's planning and solid waste management should include the composting of sewage sludge, as is done, for example, in Rockland County very successfully. I would also, the way I consider actions is to look at a cost-benefit analysis, but also a greenhouse gas emission. And I'm not sure that composting toilets, when you do sewage sludge composting in a controlled condition where it's aerated, the piles are aerated, and you prevent methane. But I would really, and I need to do some reading on composting toilets, but I'm not sure that it is appropriate in various different settings. So maybe moving forward, we should request a study of where it would be appropriate to do composting toilets. I saw your hand in then.
I was just going to say, for many years I ran a landscaping company, and there's a product on the market. It's called Milorganite, which is a fertilizer that is made from sewage sludge from Detroit.
United Soil.
Yeah, it's a great fertilizer, although you have to be very careful to apply it as directed, or else it will burn plants because it's so nutrient rich. It's also great at repelling deer. So I don't know, maybe.
I worked at Adams at the Garden Center, and that was what we recommended, Milorganite for.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So maybe that's another revenue stream for Accra.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, and did you have
anything? Yeah, I did.
Let's go to Attorney Gordon and then legislator.
I would suggest, and this dovetails off of the chair's suggestion for a kind of a study. This strikes me as a resolution that probably ought to have a seeker review on it, and therefore perhaps if we were to do commission some or get some form of a rather than everybody just Googling it, there probably should be some organized review of a whole bunch of environmental questions coming off of this that could be presented to the committee in the form of an EAF, which would be both helpful to the committee in terms of informing the committee and also would form the basis of a declaration of significance, which puts us kind of on firm footing with respect to seeker.
All right. Do we want to take action? Yes, please. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I just want to thank you for the opportunity to respond to what's been said. And so the how, when, or why, from Legislator Stewart, I'm sorry, from Deputy Executive LaValle. I love the idea of adding this to the environmental considerations checklist. I feel that this goes along with Chair Green's always urging us about the climate crisis, the environmental crisis in general, and I've been at many sites of composting toilets that are indoors. There are some often in more agricultural settings, but not just outdoors for where the farm workers are, but also like in an indoor building where on the farm. And as someone who works in farming, I also have a particular interest in that completion of the cycle of fertility, and I know the value that this could bring to farms in our county. As I it's not lost on me the capacity and the intensive maintenance, certainly water systems that we have also require maintenance and materials and are energy and resource intensive in their ways as well, even if we're talking about taking the solid waste sludge and doing what we do with that. We mentioned poorer and traditional societies earlier where that they don't necessarily have all that infrastructure. That's not to say it's as sanitary as it needs to be, but then again, our ancestors survived for millennia doing this sort of thing. I do appreciate the sensitivity of the context, and I don't envision this, there's not a strict timeline here, because I don't know what the timeline should be. That's what I'd like to continue discussing with the administration, but I do believe that ultimately this is generally the way that we should go. The medical facilities, this doesn't contemplate regulating private facilities. This is about county property. That said, I would be interested to know what we can do to urge municipalities and private entities to do similar, since we know some are already taking it on themselves. And anything else? The hygienic aspect, that's part of why I want to check with the health department, because I know that there are some state laws around composting human feces as opposed to animal manure, and so that's a question I have to understand the answer to. I think that's what I've got. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the thought-provoking and
I think it's super interesting. So
we've had discussion, and I do believe we can either take no action or postpone, even with discussion. But I could be incorrect.
Okay. We've already discussed it, so we would postpone. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I move that we postpone the resolution.
Second, postponement.
We have a second.
Second on the postponement.
Okay. Right here, yeah.
All in favor of postponing?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, resolution number...
That's it.
Yeah. 552 is postponed. I just quickly want to ask if the departments have any updates. And we'll try to work out a system that we know ahead of time. Okay. Any other updates from Department of Environment?
Two legislators were present at our round table of the Environmental Management Council and Environmental Committees last weekend, so maybe not last week, that is, but perhaps we can bring it up again next month. There was about 50 attendees from Municipal Environmental Committees around the county, so I think it was a success.
I thought it was a very successful event.
Thank you for attending. Chair Green as well.
Any other updates from the Resource Recovery Agency?
I have two quick updates. Obviously, I haven't been in charge very long to do anything, but I do have two updates. One is that I've met with, have scheduled, or I'm in the process of scheduling meetings with town supervisors to keep all that going, because I know that money's been a concern. So I did start doing that. The other thing was at our last board meeting, one of our board members brought up about a green fleet policy. I had reached out to Amanda actually to inquire about EVs and all that, and I've already had a vendor on site through a site survey, and I got a quote actually. I might have to speak to you, which is important. But I did get a quote to install two chargers at our office, which would actually be two stations, four chargers, because we do have on our capital plan about buying office vehicles. So my assumption is we're going towards the EV route for the office vehicles. So I did do that.
I'm glad to hear you're doing outreach to the municipalities.
That's a good thing.
And I know that was an issue that had been expressed as a concern to us from Council Supervisors.
Yeah, so I did do that. Yep. I'm in the process. That's all I have.
That's great.
Cool. All right.
I want to just quickly say that the Climate Smart Committee has met with um, Dr. Schenker of BOCES, and they are interested. We have to figure out if there's a way to fund a Climate Smart Schools coordinator that would actively work with the schools to get them to implement climate solutions. And there's a parallel proposal being developed by the executive branch that would utilize a fellow and the Climate Corps. And I think, given the climate crisis, that we really need to do both if we can figure out how to fund it. And the county executive made it very clear that we don't have the luxury of unspent taxes and ARPA funds this year, so the budget's going to be much tighter. But climate isn't waiting, and I think that the schools have a huge responsibility. So we're trying to work through that. And with that, we have to postpone any further discussion because we have another meeting following. So I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone
aye.
Opposed? Meeting is adjourned at
8:00.
Thank you.